Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 195 for Monday, December 15th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were lower Monday morning, with profit taking after last week's advances behind some of the early declines. Canola was down $2 to $4, the January contract down $2.90 in early trade at $436.80 per ton. January canola had closed just below $440 on Friday, and that nearby resistance point held Monday morning as speculators were booking profits. Generally favorable South American crop conditions and the large U.S. soybean crop were also overhanging the canola market, although the Chicago soy complex was mixed in early activity. The ongoing weakness in the Canadian dollar provided some underlying support. Steady end-user demand and a lack of farmer selling, as producers are largely waiting for the new year now, also helped limit the declines in canola. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., activity was mixed, but the bias was higher in wheat and corn, but down in soybeans. Soybeans were 1 to 2 cents lower in the most active months, the January contract down 2 cents at $10.45 per bushel. The good South American crop prospects were a major bearish influence overhanging soybeans this morning, with overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil also putting pressure on soy oil. However, expectations the U.S. crop may not have been as large as originally thought this past year did provide some support. Chart signals are also pointing higher. Corn was up 1 to 3 cents, the March contract up 2 cents at $4.09 per bushel. Data from the U.S. Farm Service Agency also showed that U.S. corn plantings may not have been as big as originally reported this year, and that could cut into the total supply situation in upcoming USDA reports. Cold temperatures across the U.S. Midwest were also a bit supportive, as the winter weather is said to have farmers shutting their bins and waiting on the sidelines for the time being. In wheat, prices were up 2 to 10 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 5 cents at $6.12 per bushel. Speculative buying was a feature, as last week's move above $6 in that March contract was supportive from a chart perspective. Uncertainty over Russian wheat exports also remained at the forefront of the wheat trade. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.